Isn't the fourth commandment, honor your mother and your father? Then why is Jesus telling us today to hate our mothers and our fathers? As a very good teacher, he's using a technique to get their attention. It certainly got mine. And in order to understand what he's really meaning, it's important to look at the full passage. He starts with the bold statement, and then he clarifies it with a metaphor stating that a man who builds a house without first counting the cost is not a wise man. The man finds that if he doesn't count the cost, he can't follow through with what he set out to do, and he leaves the house unfinished because he doesn't have enough to pay for what's required. So Jesus' illustration helps explain his difficult statement, namely that we must count the cost of being his disciple. The second statement Jesus makes about being a disciple is to take up our crosses. And I'd like to share with you what the world considers the folly of the cross and what Christian saints have called the wisdom of the cross. True Christian spirituality, I was taught, always leads to the cross. First, it means accepting the suffering that is part of our lives. Accepting our cross means that at some point we have to make peace with the fact that frustration, disappointment, loss, pain, misfortune, illness, unfairness, sadness, and death are a part of our lives, and that they must ultimately be accepted, however, without bitterness. A phrase I learned several years ago sticks with me. Your suffering will make you bitter, or your suffering will make you better. And we do have a choice about that. It's all in our attitude. Suffering also affects people that we love, and there is a healthy way to live in relationship with them, as well as an unhealthy way. The healthy way of sharing our suffering leaves the other person free, as opposed to an unhealthy kind of sharing, which sometimes subtly makes other people unhappy because we want them to feel our pain and suffering and want them to be unhappy too. There's a difference between healthily groaning under the weight of our pain and unhealthily whining in self-pity and bitterness under that weight. We know that Jesus groaned under the weight of his cross, but no self-pity, whining, or bitterness issued forth from his lips or his beaten body. The next nugget of wisdom from the cross is one that I personally struggle with most. It has to do with patience. Realizing that there's no immediate gratification when it comes to taking up our cross and wanting and moving towards new life. It means that we have to wait for a resurrection. So much of life, of discipleship, is about waiting. Waiting in frustration, waiting inside injustice, inside our pain, in our longing, in battling with bitterness as we wait for something or someone to come and change our situation. Jesus' invitation to follow him implies waiting patiently, accepting to live inside our unfinished story. And we know, but it's hard to accept as well, that God's timing is not our timing. And also that God's ending of the story is often not how we would script the ending. Carrying our cross means accepting that God's gift to us will not always be what we expect. A resurrection does not come when we expect it, and it rarely fits our idea of how a resurrection should happen. So to carry our cross is to be open to surprise. Finally, Taking up our cross means living in a faith that believes that nothing is impossible for God. This means accepting that God is greater than the human imagination. So whenever we despair that God cannot offer us a way out of our pain into some new kind of newness, it's precisely because we have reduced God down to the size of our own limited imagination. It's only possible to accept our crosses, to live in trust, and to not grow bitter inside pain if we believe in possibilities beyond what we can imagine, namely, if we truly believe in the resurrection. This is practicing the virtue of hope. So living the wisdom of the cross, some of which I have tried to lay out today, is truly desiring to follow Jesus as his disciple.